From Rome I am come, His Holiness sent me, to you His fast favorites to compliment ye. Saint Peter's successor His friends doth impute ye, expecting you'll firmly abide in your duty, and daily scribble, nibble, quibble. Your mother defend, you sucked at her nipple. She who did breed you, lead you, feed you, claims your assistance, now she doth need you. And with me I bring the Pope's dispensations, to furnish you all on any occasions. Then swear and forswear as occasion requires, and cities inflame with your Catholic fires. If you can't turn 'em, scorn 'em, burn 'em, else with your sanctified daggers adorn 'em. Bring to perfection, distraction, and faction, the Pope will account it a glorious action. I come to encourage projectors and actors, His Holiness implements and the church factors. Your zeal for the cause is put to a trial, when you at the gallows can die in denial. Thousands of crosses, masses, passes, to mount your blessed souls to Peter's embraces. You, his inditers, biters, and writers, have done him more service than armies of fighters. Poor Towser returned when the Parliament ended. His politic wit our cause still befriended. For his flying pen, so swift is in motion, more blessed with the craft of St. Giles devotion. Thy observators matter, scatter. In Rome he's a saint, that in Albion's a traitor. Since these dissenters ventures, enters, toss the plot back, we'll swear at adventures. The chief of our foes are now out of favor. This is the time, there ne'er was a braver. Our politics now hath an excellent face on't. Then down with these Whigs, not betermenaissant. Those dull romances, prances, fancies, to Catholic net much credit advances. Let his pen rogue on, tug on, jog on, were Albion our own, stand clear Hogan Mogan. Godfrey's murder was rarely contrived. To kill himself, he walked abroad while he lived. Heraclitus, Nat, and the brave observator, ingeniously each hath stated the matter. For if to Fritus, Titus, Inditus, these valiant heroes stand up to right us, those who were stringed, swinged, hanged, as innocent babes were certainly wronged. But dear Madam Sellier's intrigue did miscarry. You see that 'tis dangerous to be unwary. These heretics must by all means be destroyed, and all the church rites by us be enjoyed. Yet if we arm us, ram us, damn us, these heretic dogs will find ignoramus. Still it miscarries, it tarries, it varies, yet never were days so blessed as Queen Mary's. Cloud the Whigs' evidence with high derision, and make it your care to foment division. Divide, if you can, the prince from the people, and that will advance the crown that is triple. Now is the time, boys, mine boys, thine boys, eclipse but the Whigs, the Tories will shine, boys. But if you'll root 'em, smoot 'em, blot 'em, cut the Duke's legs, and swear the Whigs cut 'em. If mortal assistance should happen to Philly, as 't did to St. Coleman, St. Whitebread, St. Staley, St. Pickering, St. Groves, or such holy martyrs, stand fast to the cause, ne'er value your quarters. You shall be wended, painted, sainted, with purgatory you shall ne'er be acquainted. When you are tortured, quartered, martyred, your canonized saints, all pardon is granted. There ne'er was more hope since the Spanish invasion to bring in subjection this heretic nation. And now should it fail and our plot be defeated, 'tis vain to expect 'twill e'er be completed. Win it and wear it, clear it, share it, possession's the due reward of your merit. You shall have guineas, and it is no sin is to build up with blood on the Protestants' finis.